Hey, folks, we're about to start the show, and before you check it out, would you do me a favor? As we continue to help people learn to steward their money and life for God's glory, we want to hear from you. Share with us how we can improve and serve you better. In fact, if you complete a short survey, you'll be entered to win one of four $50 Target gift cards. Head over to stewardship.com for more information, or you can text us. Text the word stewardship to the number 33444. Text the word stewardship to the number 33444, and we'll send you a link.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So glad that you're with us. Those of you that are listening for the very first time, whether on the radio, on the website at stewardship.com, or on iTunes, on the podcast, thank you so much for joining in. We are glad you're here. Today, we got Christy Wright in the studio. She's going to share some big news, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And folks, I love getting to chat with you every day. I just love it to hear how we're helping you with a plan to be a better steward with your money and your lives. I want you to help us. Help us get to know you a little better through a short survey, and you'll be entered to win one of our four $50 Target gift cards. Just head over to stewardship.com or text the word stewardship to the number 33444. That's text the word stewardship to the number 33444. Today, we have got a treat for you. We've got Ramsey Solutions speaker, writer, and the host of the all-new Business Boutique event that you guys have asked so many questions about. And so I wanted to get her right here in the studio. So Christy Wright is with us. Christy, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we're pumped. Business Boutique is like just all over the offices here. We're talking about it constantly. And of course, they had the Business Boutique. We had that here in Nashville not too long ago. And it was amazing. And I've got to hear some bits and pieces about this event, but I haven't got to hear straight from the source, like the passionate, like this was just unbelievable. So I'm hearing a lot of this stuff with you, but I wanted to make sure, I want to talk all about the heartbeat behind this event, not just an event, but the heartbeat behind it, the possibilities about this event, and folks, some dates that are coming up. We've got the two newest dates on the calendar for the Business Boutique, so we're going to let you know about that in just a minute. But first of all, before we get there, Christy, you've got to tell us, this was a vision for you for a long time. You did a ton of research behind this. Your heart was invested in it. And then you looked at this crowd, this sold out crowd of all these women with tons of dreams, and you're there hosting the event. What's going through your mind?
I'll tell you, Chris, we had huge expectations. Now, you're around this office, you know the bar is always set very high for excellence. And so going into this, based on years of research, plus the opportunity that we saw in the marketplace, we really had high hopes for this event. And I can tell you now, being on this side of it, with the first one behind us and under our belt, it exceeded every expectation that every single person, including Dave, had. And we had high expectations. But what was just so cool was to see how it was this perfect storm of amazing research, an amazing audience, proven content that they needed. It was answers to their problems. It was the inspiration that they needed. It was the community that encouraged them. It was the experience that they needed to recharge their lives and their business. And when that all came together in that place for those magical 2 days, the energy, people are still walking on cloud nine from it. And it's incredible to see the response on social media and Facebook. People are saying things that we could have never anticipated. Yeah. They're not just saying, my business has changed. They're saying their lives are changed.
Wow.
And they're saying they saw God show up. They saw God affirm their gifts. They know who they are as a woman of Christ and their identity and their gifts walking out of that. And that's incredible. That's what we would hope. But you just never know when you're planning something so new and so big. And so we are all so pleased and honestly just honored to get to be a part of this big thing God is doing.
You went into it knowing that we were going to relay some really good information.
Sure.
And you hoped that there would be some inspiration, But that's what you saw. You saw tons of encouragement and inspiration. Tell us a little bit about that moment where that I think they wrote letters to.
Yeah, it was really special. We'll have to save that for people that actually come to the event because it's one of those special moments that's kind of eye-opening.
Yeah.
But we had several things throughout the weekend that we tried to incorporate that created a sense of surprise. It created a sense of an experience that you walk away and you don't stop talking about. It's not just a business conference. And anyone that went can tell you it's not just a business conference. One thing one woman said on social media was, she said, I came a mom and a wife with a little hobby and I left a business owner.
Wow.
And you can see that identity shift where we gave them permission to run their businesses in addition with being a wife and a mom. And there's something very powerful in that because God didn't give you those gifts on accident, by accident. He gave you those gifts on purpose, for a purpose to use for his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And to see that shift happen and just look at what power has been unleashed in those women, those 1,200 women that walked out of that room making an impact on their communities. It's incredible.
Yeah, so folks, you heard, you hear a little bit of the heart, obviously, but you also heard a little bit of a tease of something that happens there at the event, and she did such a good job not walking in there and letting you know about it. Such a good job. But of course, you know the show. The show is all about stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. And for the folks who attend this event, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to steward the talents and the thinking ability and the entrepreneurial spirit and all these things. And they're just, they want to live. They want to be able to express themselves through through adding value to society and adding value to the marketplace. And so that's exactly what Christy is helping them with. So I told you that we were going to announce the dates, and so we are doing that. And these dates were announced on Dave Ramsey's show as well yesterday. But the Business Boutique is coming to Phoenix on May 13th and 14th. Do I hear that's a two-day event now?
It is. It was a two-day event last time, but we're going to stretch it out even further and really maximize the 2 days.
Okay, very good. And I'm not going to steal your thunder, but there's another city, so why don't you tell us about the other city?
Yes, in Dallas on May 20th and 21st, the very next weekend. So it's going to be back-to-back weekends. We're going to be hitting it hard, getting ready, ramped up for those. But I think the momentum and energy that's going to be created will be awesome.
That's great. Well, she knows how to pick locations, too. These, of course, we've got our stations there in Phoenix and in Dallas, so we love you guys, but these are nice, I guess not real tropical, but it's going to be good weather, good destination cities for all of us that are listening from other places, not only in America, but all across the globe. Phoenix and Dallas, May 13th and 14th in Phoenix, and May 20th and 21st in Dallas. Of course, all the information you need to know for those two events at stewardship.com. Now, we talked a little bit about what happened at the Nashville event that's leading to this inspiration to do more and more. There's obviously a felt need out there. There's incredible life-changing content. Now, let me ask you, in preparing for the Business Boutique, you did a ton of research, and I hinted at that a minute ago, learning that fear holds a lot of us, but holds a lot of these small business owners or potential owners, but they weren't really owners yet. It holds them back.
Right.
What is all that?
Well, it's interesting because what I've found, especially being on this side of the first event, is what these women need and what they think they need, Chris, are two different things, okay? Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is at the Business Boutique event, we give them both. So what they think they need are answers to their problems. How do I get a website up? How do I monetize my blog? How do I price my product? How do I manage my time between my family, my full-time job, if they have one, and my side business? How do I grow this to the next level? How do I reach my goals? What is a business plan? That's what they think they need. And we give them all of that. We give them the plan. We give them the answers. We give them the solutions. We have expert speakers on certain different topics to dive deep and really help them there. But what they don't know that they need, that they probably need the most of all, is that inspiration and that permission to step into their God-given gifts. And it really, even some tips and tactics on how to combat fear, because what I found is that's the number one thing that holds them back. When you put yourself out there in business, especially if you don't have a business background and you're putting yourself out there and maybe it's a form of a craft or a hobby, it feels like putting your heart on the line, right? Like it feels so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times women let their fear of rejection or not being good enough or not being as good as someone else as the competition in the marketplace hold them back from putting themselves out there at all. And so we spend an entire session on main stage talking about fear. And we really talk about how this is normal. It's a part of putting yourself out there. And I give women some tips on how to combat their fear. But what I tell them is at the end of the day, Your fear is new every morning, unfortunately.
Yep.
I wish there was something I could tell you to do that would flip a switch and you never be scared again. But that's just not part of the journey. Mm-hmm. Instead, what I tell them to do is, instead of looking at fear as a red flag of, oh, this is a sign, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Look at fear for just what it is. It is a sign of you're doing the right thing. It's a help, you know, it's just a part of the process.
Yeah.
And so instead I tell them, do it scared. Don't wait until you're not scared to do the thing you want to do, mm-hmm. because you'll never do it.
Yeah.
And I'm scared every time I walk on stage, and I do it anyway. Mm-hmm. You just do it scared. And so when you start to look at fear as just a healthy part of the process, then it doesn't hold you back from achieving your dreams. And it also becomes something that you just realize is normal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that you know, a lot of people listening in are just fearful to begin with the word business.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, I mean, you think about, ooh, that's a business leader, or you know, that's an organization. It's like, you
right.
know, so there's fear of obviously rejection,
right?
You know, that it's the marketplace is going to chew you out and spit you back
right.
out, of failure, you know, of course, not being good enough. You know, I know for me, I've always feared, am I going to have the discipline to actually follow through with this? Or is this just me getting excited for a month? Or am I actually going to follow through? Of course, disappointing others is another one. And I think we need to understand that most of the time, our fear is not necessarily a fear problem. For us who are believers, it's a faith problem. It's not fear. It's a faith problem. And maybe it's been a while since you've read the story of, you know, David and Goliath and this little boy who takes down a giant. Maybe it's been a long time since you've studied the life of Moses and how inept, you know, he felt. I know for me, speaking, you know, Christy knows me on a personal level, and she knows that I stutter a lot. And so it's pretty funny that I speak, I stutter and kind of stumble a lot. Of course, you guys know that on the mic. You guys have been listening. But anyway, so, you know, the life of Abraham, just there's faith all throughout the scriptures. And we need to understand, folks, that that's our God. That's not Abraham's God only. That's not Moses. That's our God. That's the same God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Another version says self-discipline. That's the spirit that He's given us. When that fear grips us, when it really gets a hold of us, how exactly do we overcome that? As Christy gets ready to share with us a little bit more about fear, sometimes having a dialogue with someone that you know can help ease the fear. That's what makes this show great. As you call and listen in, we get to know each other a little bit better. And right now, I have a great opportunity for you to share a little bit more about yourself. And in return, check this out, get something free. Go to stewardship.com to tell us about yourself, and you'll be entered to win one of four $50 Target gift cards. It is that simple. Head over to stewardship.com to share about yourself. Or you can text us. Text the word stewardship to the number 33444, and we'll send you a link where you can share a few thoughts with us. Again, text the word stewardship to the number 33444.
We appreciate you joining us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
All right, folks. Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We've got our guest in studio today, and that is speaker and writer and host of the sold-out all-new business boutique that is coming to Phoenix and coming to Dallas. We're talking all about that event, the inspiration, the encouragement, the information, everything that's talked about at that event. And now I want to ask Christy, you know, we were talking all about fear. And fear is going to be a part of our lives. It just is. Hopefully, unless we're just living a mundane life and not ever taking any new ground. But when we're really living a stewardship-filled life and we're managing all of our blessings God's way and for God's glory, it's going to mean stepping out of the boat. It's going to mean doing something that stretches us a little bit. And so I want to ask Christy, pro, professional, somebody who does this all the time, I watch her step out of the boat and act anyway when she's scared. Tell us a little bit about how to overcome this.
Well, I think one of the things that you mentioned a second ago is when we're talking about stewardship, it's just reminding ourselves that these things we've been entrusted with are not our things.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Leading up to the Business Boutique in November last fall, this was our first event. I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. There was so much pressure around this event. It was going to be huge. The expectation was high. We had 1,200 women coming. I was writing all of the content. I mean, 90% of the content for stage. I did most of the speaking for that event, had done the research myself. And I had a moment in October when I was working on the workbook and finalizing some of my talks where I had just a breakdown. I mean, ugly crying face breakdown. Like, I can't do this. I can't do it. I heard all those negative voices. Who are you? Who are you to think you can do this? And I heard God's voice in the middle of all that. He said this. He said, Christy, you're freaking out because you think that this is your event. Mm. It is not your event.
Wow.
It is my event. And that moment shifted everything for me because I realized this is just like what you talk about with shoot stewardship. It's something I've been entrusted with to manage for God's glory. And when I put all the focus on myself and the pressure on myself, that is scary.
Yeah.
But when I take the pressure off myself and realize this is something that God has called me to because God will come through.
Yeah.
Then it does take the pressure off of me. And I think whenever we remember, especially in business or using your gifts in any way, God did not bring you this far to drop you on your face.
Yeah.
We don't serve a God that props you up to pull the rug out from under you. We don't serve a mean, vindictive God.
Yeah.
We serve a God that brought you this far because he wants to come through for you. I love the verse that says, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not you will do it.
Yeah.
Not I will do it. He will do it. And he is faithful and he's the one that called you to this place. And so when we remember that, that it's God's to begin with, it's God's gifts, it's God's plan, God's business, God's outcome,
yeah,
then it takes the pressure off. You can really step into your gifts freely and hold that business or that idea or that product with open hands and trust God to do with it what he wants to. And you work your butt off to get there.
Yes.
For sure. There's work on your end. But the result is not on your end in terms of God showing up and doing with it what he wants to. And when we remember that, it helps really dissipate a lot of that fear.
Yeah, we weren't designed to be owners. We were designed to be managers. Again, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He owns it all. He's the owner. When we try to take on the pressure of being the owner of all this stuff, that's where the problem sits in. But it says in 1 Corinthians 4:2 that those who have been entrusted to be managers, they must prove faithful. And that's what our job is just to be faithful. And one of the ways that we're faithful is when we have a talent that needs to be stewarded, we just need to do it. A responsibility to steward our talents. It's found in Matthew 25. You read Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. Yes, it's talking about money. It's talking about compound interest. The same thing. If he's given us, you know, one talent or two talents or 10 talents or five talents, whatever it is, we have a responsibility. We have a privilege. We have an honor to steward those talents. And we've got to be really careful too. You know, Christy and I are both very careful that we're, you know, talking about this stewardship component and that we are supposed to steward our talents. However, I want to be very clear on here that this at no time should this contradict something else that's written in the scriptures. This is not a permission to go out and blow your entire savings tomorrow or to start borrowing like crazy or to, you know, not be patient. The Bible talks a lot about patience sometimes and wisdom and self-discipline and saving and no debt. And so be careful with that. Be careful with that. I mean, remember, this is most likely a faith problem. And you need to have faith in yourself as a manager and faith in God as the owner. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Check that out, that middle phrase. Stand firm in what? In the faith. And, you know, Christy says, just do that task once. And I know for me, Christy, going to the SMART conference, I went from the seats to the stage, and I can remember walking out there. Of course, you coached me through the whole thing. It's so good coaching me through my talk and everything. And I remember when those lights came on and looking at 6,000 people in the eyes, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm dying. And at that moment, I had to ask myself, do I have faith in the same God of David? Do I still have, I have faith in the same, that's the same God of Abraham. It's that same God. He's either got me, or he has me, or he doesn't. His promises are either true or they're not. And I know that's, you know, your prayer for everybody as well, is that they would do that task at least once. What are some of those things that you saw at the Business Boutique where you just maybe as a conversation in the lobby or a conversation in the hallway, and someone came up and you're like, you just knew that was a diagnosis. So these folks just need to step out and just do that task once.
Well, it's interesting because we talk about all of the things that are holding us back from business. And it's like I said a little bit earlier, but they're really just excuses. It's like, well, what's holding me back is, you know, my website's not right, or I don't have enough money for startup or whatever. But when you talk to them a little bit longer and you dig a little deeper, they're like, I'm scared. I'm scared to do this. What if I'm not good enough? What if, you know, people reject me and all of that fear around that. And so I think just spending some time with these women in conversation and in coaching sessions and even from stage, having some time to talk about that, there was a real power that broke loose in that room when you realize this is something we all struggle with. In fact, a big piece of it is something I talk about often called the imposter syndrome. And that is something that researchers believe over 70% of people have suffered from at one time or another. They came up with this term in the 70s, and it basically means you feel inadequate for your achievements. And many women suffer from this. And what was interesting is when I was reading about this, because I suffer from it, I hear the same voice. Who are you? Who do you think you are to stand on stage and teach these women? You read about all these incredible people that have experienced it. Maya Angelou, Kate Winslet, people that were like, are you kidding me? Like, right. You're famous, you're success. Like, they talk about how before, Kate Winslet talks about before walking on set, every time she feels like, they're going to find me out. Maya Angelou, before she would write a book, would sit down and think, they're going to find out I'm a complete imposter. You know, wow. They're going to kick me out of here. And so when you realize that's just a part of it, I think and for us as believers, going back to realizing, okay, we believe in a God that comes through. We believe in the God of David that killed the giant, you know, and he is just as real and alive and present in all our lives today as he was then. And so when you start to reframe your thinking and put your faith in the right place, then you can do the work. You can walk on the stage. You can put yourself out there in business. And yes, it's scary at the time, but then you're still doing it from a place of strength rather than a place of fear. You know, that fear may be present, but you're doing it anyway. And we talk about some of those tips, like you said. I tell people, just do it once. You know, a lot of time the fear tells you, oh, you can never do this because these terrible things will happen. Well, if you just do it once, then it can't taunt you with what terrible things will happen because you did it, right? Yep. And you survived. And then I also tell people to talk to themselves. There was a great Devo speaker we've had here that talked about the success of talking to yourself versus listening to yourself. And when you listen to yourself, you hear all the negative voices. But when you talk to yourself, you can tell yourself anything you want to. You can tell yourself you can do it and it's going to be a success. And so there's some real practical tips we talk about. But at the end of the day, it comes down to that verse from 1 Thessalonians. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. He will be the one to come through for you.
That's so cool. So, folks, fear doesn't get a vote. I'm quoting our HR director, Rick Perry. He says, fear does not get a vote. One of our values here at Ramsey Solutions is no fear. And don't let that, guide your decision-making. Remember, he has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, one of the things that completely surprised you at Business Boutique was the community aspect. You didn't realize everyone's going to cling to each other and be sharing cell phone numbers and email addresses. They're all about it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's just, there's an energy created when you have an event specifically for women. Mm-hmm. And so there was one thing we did between the first and second session where I said, okay, we're going to take 5 minutes and meet some people around you. And Chris, I couldn't get them back. Like, you know what this is like on stage. Like, it was like, okay, everyone. All right, bring it back in. Okay. It's like 10 minutes later. I'm like, I still can't get them back. Women are very community driven, very relationally driven. And so there was something very powerful about putting not only women together in a room, but women in the same, with the same goals. Yeah. They have something they want to bring to life in the marketplace. And maybe it's just a tiny seed of a dream, or maybe they've been doing it for years, but that brought them all together. On the same page and with the same motivation, and it really did bond them. We even saw women choosing to room together to share hotel to save money leading up to the event, and they hadn't even met each other yet. They just met on Facebook through our group. And so there's something very powerful about this bond we're creating, and that's what makes a movement, and that's what this is. The Business Boutique is much more than an event. It is a movement.
That is so cool. I love their tagline, equipping women to make money doing what they love. Love it so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.
Folks, those dates again in Phoenix, May 13th and 14th, and in Dallas, May 20th and 21st. All the information about the Business Boutique can be found at stewardship.com, including all of the links for Christy Wright, where you can find her on social media. Of course, her website, all of that is at stewardship.com, including any details or any questions you have about the event. So really excited about those events. Have great set of new speakers and topics that you don't want to miss. And all information and tickets, again, are at stewardship.com. As we continue to help people learn to steward their money and life for God's glory, we want to hear from you. Share with us how we can improve and serve you better. In fact, if you complete a short survey, you'll be entered to win one of four $50 gift cards from Target. Head over to stewardship.com for more information, or you can just text us. Text us the word stewardship to the number 33444. Remember, to be entered to win one of the four $50 Target gift cards, head over to stewardship.com to share your thoughts. You can also text us by sending the word stewardship to the number 33444. Again, text the word stewardship to the number 33444. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings God's way for God's glory. God bless you.